It's time for the lightning round.
Q&A. Ding, 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 ding. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Okay, let's begin with this handwritten letter. This one comes from Sarah in Wilmington. And Sarah is responding to the red lily leaf beetle. Sarah writes, you recommend handpicking them, and says, 2 years ago, my orange mint crept to the foot of my Oropet lilies. No beetles that year. The next spring, I planted sprigs around a clump of Asiatic lilies. No beetles there either. So this has worked 2 years in a row and counting, akin to a miracle with not one beetle.
Look at that, huh? So a great thing to try. Nice thing about orange mint is that it doesn't spread as much as a peppermint or spearmint. So it's a nice one to use to maybe combat the red lily leaf beetle.
Excellent.
Thank you, Sarah.
Okay, next one is from Eve in Montpelier. Eve writes, the leaves on my Basabi cherry tree started to develop black spots and turn yellow mid-July. Now they're falling off. I treated the tree branches with neem oil to prevent aphids, which were a problem in the past. I don't see any bugs on the tree now, so I think it's something different. Do you know what might be causing this, and what can I do about it?
Yes, it could be the cherry leaf spot disease. It could actually be bacterial canker, but if it's bacterial canker, you'd see some of the gummyosis, that gummy stuff on the stems.
Okay.
So that's something to look for. If it's a cherry leaf spot, the leaves will just drop prematurely. And because we've had such humid weather, that's probably what it is. I would suggest cleaning it up. So try to rake up all those leaves, remove them from the area, maybe put some mulch down around the base of the plant. That'll help limit the amount of spores and things that can kind of come up and reinfect the plant next year. And if you do want to spray, you would do it in the spring, and you would spray a copper spray. Probably do it as a preventive spray early, and then maybe after flowering, do it again. And also to prune it a little bit better. So open up the canopy of that tree a little bit so you get better airflow. That's going to make it less likely to get a disease starting.
Okay. This next one's from Flip in Burlington. And Flip says, yo, Charlie, you are a true cornucopia of wisdom. I've got another deer question. Since I can't put an 8-foot high fence around my 12 raised beds, is there any effective repellent or electronic device that might keep them away? I've tried egg solid spray with little success. Do you have any suggestions, or do I just need to accept that the deer will eat what they want when they want?
Yo, Flip, get electric. I have a portable electric solar fence that I move around to whatever plants need to be protected. It only gets up about 3 to 4 feet tall, so you'd think a deer would jump over it. But what ends up happening is the deer come up, they're curious about it, stick their nose a little too close, get shocked, and then they run away. The other is, if you want to use a different kind of spray other than the egg solids, you could try plant skid. That's made out of a blood meal slaughterhouse waste, basically. Mm-hmm. Very pungent when you put it down, but after a day, the pungentness kind of goes away for us, but not for the deer. And it could literally last for about 3 months, and you can get it in a pellet or a liquid form. So try one of those solutions.
Okay, go electric, Flip. This next one's from Celeste. I found about a dozen or so of these on two of my 16 blueberry bushes this year. There's no other sign of plant distress or disease. And also, Celeste says that last year she harvested over 150 pounds of blueberries. This year's only been 50 pounds. Maybe an odd weather event in the area?
Yeah, that could be due to weather as far as the production goes. As far as those deformed blueberries that you showed me in that photo, they are green and deformed. I've never seen anything like that before. And I looked around too online in different places, never seen it anywhere. So I don't know. So you could send a sample up to the plant diagnostic lab because it probably is a disease. It looks more like a viral disease or something that got into those fruits. And the best thing to do is, of course, pick them all off that plant, get rid of them, clean up the leaves from that plant, and watch it next year. If it comes back again next year and it seems like it's more of it, you might have to get rid of one of those plants just so it doesn't spread to the other ones.
Okay. Next is Anne in Middlesex. Anne writes, hi, Charlie. I have tough, leathery lichens spreading around the soil surface in the flower garden. I'm pretty sure I have lousy soil. It's heavy and compacted. Over time, I've brought in some bagged soils, always organic, and composted manure. What should I do?
Well, you're on the right track, and you've got the right idea, and that is because you have heavy, wet soil. It's probably shady, too, and that's perfect conditions for lichen to get tough and leathery and create that ceiling right on top of that soil. So the thing to do would be to rake it out, work in some organic materials. Maybe even in a perennial flower garden, you work in some wood chips and bark mulch and stuff. That makes it much better drainage in there, more organic matter in there. It's going to be less likely to come back if you have that kind of situation. And bring in more light. So if you can thin plants out a little bit, move plants so you have more spacing, more airflow in there. If you can get it to dry out and get it to be less heavy soil, then it's going to be much better.
If you've got questions about your garden, send them to us, gardening@vermontpublic.org. And listen to this wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.